This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of years ago, I spent a morning up in Ventura, California, talking to Yvon Chouinard, the guy who founded Patagonia, the outdoor clothing company. And I asked him while we were talking, since he had just written a book about Patagonia being a, quote, responsible, unquote, company. I asked him if companies can really be responsible, that is, sustainable.
There is no sustainability as far as any human economic endeavor. I mean, we're polluters here. And we recognize that. All you can do is work towards minimizing the damage that you do. You'll never be sustainable.
All of that said, Patagonia sure is trying. Since that interview, the company has launched a sustainability-oriented venture capital fund, which just today announced an investment in another sustainability-oriented company. But all in all, maybe Chouinard was right, and sustainability does have its limits. Jeff Tyler went up to Ventura to find out.
This room full of sewing machines and cutting tables is like a lab where Patagonia employees experiment with new fabrics and designs. But the company has not yet found a way to make its clothing waterproof without using harmful chemicals. So today, Patagonia's venture capital fund announced an investment worth more than $1 million in a Swiss firm called Beyond Surface Technologies.
What they do that makes them unique is they don't use synthetic petroleum-based chemicals for their textile finishings. They use natural substances.
That's Phil Graves, who oversees the investment fund, called $20 million and change. He spoke openly about the company's move away from the conventional method for waterproofing clothes.
The existing technology uses fluorocarbons, which are pretty nasty things in terms of environmental impact. They take forever to degrade. And so the challenge is when you look at some of the existing alternatives that are more environmentally friendly, they don't last.
The importance of durability is a theme that comes up again later. In fact, it resurfaces in this next example, an innovation I went to see in action when Phil Graves took me surfing. I put on Patagonia's latest earth-friendly wetsuit. 60% of it's made with a plant-based bio-rubber.
When you look at the environmental benefits, it's a much cleaner process than the process that goes into making neoprene.
Graves wore one of Patagonia's traditional wetsuits that is 100% neoprene.
Well, let's paddle out and give this a shot.
All right.
That's not that cold, thanks to the wetsuit. Here comes the water. Oh, that's where it counts.
Whew. That bio-rubber wetsuit doesn't come cheap. Patagonia charges more than $500. That's about four times more than a standard neoprene wetsuit from a competing brand. Mike Russo studied Patagonia for his book, Companies on a Mission, Entrepreneurial Strategies for Growing Responsibly, Sustainably, and Profitably.
A significant part of the customer base cares and might well reward the company for its environmental programs with purchases at prices higher than they would be willing to pay otherwise.
And that new bio-rubber wetsuit is still 40% synthetic rubber. Back at Patagonia's headquarters, I met CEO Rose Marcario at the company's retail store, where I asked her about the new wetsuits.
I'm imagining that there might be some environmentalists that say, well, why get into the market at all? If you can't make a better environmentally friendly wetsuit, why not wait until you can before you enter the market?
Well, I think in our case, we enter the market and create a market so that we have a voice in the market.
Standing in front of a rack of rain jackets, I asked Marcario about the tension between the company's eco-friendly investments and its continued use of the traditional harmful chemicals used for waterproofing.
How do you deal with reconciling those two things?
That's always been a tension because we create the best gear for very extreme conditions and sometimes the best finishes for those extreme conditions of wind and snow are chemical-based.
Back at the beach, Phil Graves brought the discussion around to that idea of durability.
The issue when you look at some innovation products in terms of environmental sustainability is they don't have the performance. And then what we found is long term, when you look at the total footprint of the jacket or the wetsuit or whatever it is, extending the life of that garment makes the biggest difference in terms of environmental impact.
So at some level, it may be better to have a synthetic product that lasts rather than an innovative substitute that repeatedly needs to be replaced. In Ventura, California, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.